Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us this time to be on the line. Father, we ask you to clear our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word tonight, oh Father. We thank you for this word giving direction, wisdom, and instruction to your people, Father. Lord, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evenings. That Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live by calling in on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 950. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in August, which will be August 13th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and we will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. A special announcement that we are in the midst of our annual backpack giveaway. Please provide the gender and the age of the child in need of a backpack for school. Our backpack deadline is August 1st, but if soon as you know the information, please text it over to Sister Penny. Her number is 209-818-3531. Again, August 1st is the absolute deadline, but as soon as you know, text it over, and the backpacks will be given out in our in-person service, which again is August 13th. Remember that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please try to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, I'm sorry, I just wanted to make an important announcement. I have a couple people who have been trying to get online tonight, and they're not able to due to the providers like T-Mobile and Metro. They are charging people, and so I am aware of the problem. If you know somebody who's been trying to get online, I will also put out a text letting them know we do know the issue. I am waiting for them to give us a new number or, you know, something else that we could do in order to keep this particular line that we have currently. So, again, we are aware, and I am just waiting for them to respond back to me. Thank you. Oh, and my testimony is that I want to thank God for Sunday. I was able to do the exaltation, and I just thank God that anyone who was on the, who were able to get on the prayer line, thank you for your support. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be able to do the exaltation. I felt good in my spirit and my soul, so thank you very much.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Chalanda. I just want to give honor and glory to God. I just want to praise him and just thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his mercy and grace. I also thank him for you, Pastor. You know, I just appreciate how you pray for us, how you love us and care for us. And I just pray that God continue to bless you and that he bless you hundredfold and that he'll continue to bless you with all your heart desires plus more. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Chalanda. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just letting me see another birthday this year.
Praise God. Happy birthday, Sister Dockery. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. That your word, God, comfort your people. That your word encourage your people. And I thank you for the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost to minister to the need of your people tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of John, John 21st chapter, verses 18 and 19, and Acts the 25th chapter, verses 5 through 11. Again, John 21, verses 18 and 19, and Acts 12, verses 5 through 11. Get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement to the people of God. In this hour, many of you that God has given a word to you, and a word is a word of prophecy to you, a word of knowledge to you, something that God has revealed to you, information that he has transmitted from God to your life. This is for you tonight, a word of declaration that he has disclosed to you and you personally. And God does that all the time. He give a word of a knowledge, he gives a word of prophecy, something he's saying to you, these are the provision for your destiny. And that word is information from God to you personally. So this is for those who have received from God information transmitted from God into your life, your destiny, words that has been declared by God for you. And so many times when we are going through circumstances in our lives, the enemy tried to take it from us. But this is to remind you of whatever God has revealed to you, has spoken in your life, whatever information that's been transmitted from God, from the mouth of God, to your life, for your destiny, God does not change. And so when circumstance comes into our lives, that means anything comes into our lives, situations, any kind of issue, any issues that's beyond our control, that's when God steps in and performs a mighty act. And an act of God is something that we don't understand. It's an event outside of human control. Humans don't understand it. It's beyond our control. It's the supernatural hands of God. And so this is a word tonight to encourage you who may be going through a place where you're wondering, have God forgotten me? Why is the delay? Whatever your circumstance may be tonight, I want you to believe and trust by God tonight that these circumstances which beyond your control is under the control of God, because God has spoken to your life already. And we're going to begin in with John 21:18 through 19. And this is about Peter. God prophesied to Peter's life before he began. He prophesied. He forewarned Peter, gave Peter a little quick summary of his life. It was transmitted to Jesus from God about Peter's life. And so whatever circumstance that was going to occur beyond this time of prophecy, you're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin with the in the book of John, 21:18-19, please.
And it reads, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me."
This is Jesus prophesying to Peter as a very young man. He prophesied to Peter the time and the day when he would depart out of this life, when he would die. He said, "I tell you a truth. When you, if you're young, you do whatever you want to do. You get yourself ready, and you prepare yourself. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will help you." He said, this is Jesus saying this to Peter. It was indicating in the way in which Peter would die. And God would let him know it will bring glory to God. Then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." This was at the time that when Jesus met Peter, he prophesied into this man's life how he was going to live and how he was going to grow old. And that God was going to be glorified in his life. He just said, "Follow me." He spoke a word to Peter. He transmitted a word about his destiny. It was a declaration from the mouth of God through Jesus, a summary of Peter's life. God has a summary of your life. He knows everything that you're going through. He has a summary of the ins and outs, the circumstances, the issues, the setback, the things, the crisis, every coincidence, every accident, all the affairs, all the events, every emergency. God has given a summary for you already. It's been a declared word over your life. But there's sometimes we're going through so much, we lose those things. God wants you to retain tonight, to hold fast tonight, those information that he has given to you about your life. And at that time when you need God to perform an act, he shall do it. Acts 12:5-11, please.
And it reads, "Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains and keepers before the door that kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews."
This is an act of God. This is an act of God. Peter was getting prepared to die by the hands of Herod and the people. Peter was in jail, but the church was praying for Peter. Peter was sleeping between two guards, and suddenly an angel of the Lord stood there, a light shining in the cell. The angel shook Peter and woke him up and said, get up. And when Peter obeyed the voice of the angel, the chains fell off of Peter's hands. The angel said, come. Peter followed the angel, not knowing what was going on. Was this real or was am I dreaming? Is this real or am I seeing a vision? They passed the first guard, the second guard. Then the gate supernaturally opened up. The gate, this is an act of, these are acts of God. I'm telling you tonight by the word of God. Supernaturally, everything fell off his hand. He was no longer shackled. Second, they passed through the guards. The guards was asleep, and they realized that they was leaving the jail. Third, the gate opened up supernaturally. They went out. The angel left Peter. And then Peter came to himself. He realized what had happened to him and said, the Lord sent his angel to save me. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Encourage yourself by the word of God. When God has spoken into your life, God spoke a word into Peter's life through Jesus, declaring to Peter that you were going to be an old man. And all, you're going to grow to be an old man, Peter. Just follow me. Peter was not an old man. He still was a young man. The enemy was planning to destroy, to take this man's life. But a word was predicted. A word of provision was transmitted into his life, into his destiny. A word of declaration from God, a summary of his life, was prophesied to this man's life. So God had to do what he had promised Peter. All he said to Peter was, follow me. Don't worry about the circumstances that will come into your life. Don't worry about situations that's out of your control. Don't worry about the events, the disasters, the uncontrollable things that you can't control, circumstances. I am God. Follow me. Jesus said, follow me. And I will keep you until you are an old man. No matter how calamities come, misfortunes come, any kind of setback, any kind of crisis, any affairs, of course, of your life, any situation, a word of prophecy was given to Peter as a young man when he followed Jesus. This is for somebody tonight that's weary. Don't give up tonight. God has a word transmitted to your life and to your destiny, a word of declaration, a word that's forecast every provision you have need of from God for your destiny, meaning the summary of your life. Herod could not hang that man, could not kill him. No one could do anything to Peter. Because Peter had to live through the prophecy, an old man. When all kind of crisis came upon Peter, the power of God worked mighty acts for people. Why? Because it was a part of his destiny. It was a part of the prophecy that no matter what happened in your life, what events, what circumstances, what situation come to bring a crisis in your life? You won't live to be an old man. Just follow me. This word should encourage someone tonight. I don't care what kind of bad decrees has been sent out against you. I don't care how there are things that's on hold or in delay. I do not care. Why? Because if the Lord has given a word of information been transmitted from God to your life, That word will not fail. That word shall come to pass. Because what? It is sure. It's a summary of the things that he says shall happen for you, even when you're under attack. That is well. Just follow me. And so many people get disgruntled. They get in dismay. They get depressed. They almost give up. But this is what God is saying to you tonight. If I've prophesied a word into your life, if I reveal myself to you, giving you foreknowledge, I've declared to you everything I've spoken to you about your destiny, which is a summary of your life, it shall come to pass. I don't care how the enemy comes against you. God says to you tonight, I'm going to save you out of it. I'm going to deliver you out of it. Anything that's have you webbed up, I'm going to come in that place and disentangle everything that got you webbed up tonight. And there's going to be release over your life. Because I'm God. I'm your helper. You have favors from me. And everything that would desire to bind you up, God wants you to know tonight, you're going to be loosed by God, you're going to be unshackled by God. And those things that you're supposed to have, God's going to release them. That's what he did for Peter. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Peter was just a man following God. But God kept his promise to this man that you're not going to die young. You're going to be an old man. And God helped Peter. I want you to know tonight by the word of God, whatever circumstance you may be in right now as I speak, whatever crisis, whatever's on delay, whatever kind of setback, the Lord wants you to know tonight, no adversary going to stop his will that has been what? Spoken into your life. No calamity is going to stop it. No, nothing that will bring misfortune is going to stop it. Those things beyond your control. God wants you to stand believing and receive everything he has predicted over your life. That he's God. Has already, see, a prophecy word is provisions already made. Provision is already made, saints. I don't care what the events you may be going through right now. Whatever looked like a setback, the Holy Spirit saying to you tonight, I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to bring you into a place of recovery. Because I'm your reinforcement. This word encouraged me as never before. And God wants you to be encouraged tonight. I don't care how many demons, devils, imps is sitting down decreeing that you are a failure. You are not a failure. Greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. The great I am lives within you. Because the great I am lives in you. He's ownership of you. He has to rescue you. All you have to do is continue to follow him. And that's what he encouraged Peter. He prophesied his destiny, and he gave him just a quick summary. Follow me. This is to encourage someone tonight that doors that are blocked, that God shall go in and open the door. Things that you have need of being brought forth in recovery, God shall bring forth your recovery. Those things that appear to be falling apart around you, God going to stop the failure. Why? Because he's the Lord God, our deliverer, that rescue and save us when he has given us a sure word. Don't just follow him. Why? Because provision has already been made for you, those that God has given a word of knowledge to, a word of revelation, that means revealed from God, a word that has been predicted, information transmitted from God to your life, to your destiny. It's a done deal. All he's saying tonight, follow me. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, you brought before me Cindy. And Cindy, this is for you tonight. Those things that God said he should perform for you, he don't do a half work. He's done so many things and brought forth those things. And there's a little piece of provision that need to fall in order. God wants you to know tonight, the Spirit of God has given you favor, Cindy, and everything that you have need of shall be released. And those things that's bound up, the Spirit of God wants you to know he's loosened every shackle. Father, tonight, I thank you for my sister Cindy. You brought her before me, Holy One of Israel, that this circumstance, this situation, God, this issue, I thank you, God, for the right attorney. I thank you, God, for the favors. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you bring everything that seemed to be in a web, disentangle every web tonight. And, God, the provision has been made by you. And I thank you, God, for completing and finishing. You don't do a part, half. You are God of completion. And I thank you for the completion for my sister Cindy. And I thank you for the bounty that's hers tonight by faith in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for my sister Tolanda, that every door is open for her. I thank you for the new provision of job. I thank you for the doors that's open. I thank you for the right one, God. I thank you, God, it's been disclosed. It's been spoken, it's destined over her life. And I thank you for this new position, God, that the Spirit of God has it already set up. And, oh, God, every need is met, every door is open, every person she's supposed to meet, God, to bring this into the natural, God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name, because it's a part of the summary of her life. I thank you for Sister Cindy, Sister Penny's new vehicle, God. I thank you for every need being met. I thank you for the doors of finance to open, God. It's a part of the summary of her life. She needed transportation. I thank you for the transportation in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it. I thank you for Sister Allison, God. I thank you for this child. I thank you for this child to come forth. I thank you for her to be healthy, sound, and well. I thank you, God. It's a part of her summary, her life. I thank you, God. It's got to be transmitted by God. It must come to pass because it's a part of summary, a summary of her life. And God has included a child. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And God, for those that believe in God tonight, the ones, oh God, that God has declared, oh, a word been transferred, a word of information to their lives, oh God, that the Spirit of God go into every place, God, and bring it to pass, cause manifestation, God, because it's foreknowledge from you and the provision is made by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for their release. I thank you, oh God, for shackles to be remove everything that has it bind up at that particular time, God, that the Spirit of God go forth and give them deliverance, God. Give them favors in the name of Jesus and come against setbacks and everything that would cause tragedy. I thank you tonight, oh God, that the Spirit of God moves supernaturally. The things outside of their control move supernaturally, God. You did it for Peter. Things beyond their control. Events. The unforeseen events. Stop the adversary in the name of Jesus. Stop failure in the name of Jesus. Stop calamity in the name of Jesus. For your word says so. Isaiah 41 and 10. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God, I thank you that you uphold them with the right hand of your righteousness. And you are their strength now. And you are their deliverance. And because of you, they triumph. And they have victory because of Jesus in the cross. And I praise you tonight as never before. And I give you thanksgiving, God, that by faith, they're reaching up by faith, believing God for mighty acts, for the acts of God to go into their situation and cause those things that you have spoken, a part of the summary of their lives, to come into manifestation. And God, I praise you for it, and I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, receive that the Spirit of God, with his mighty acts, shall move on your behalf. Those things beyond your circumstance tonight, those issues that you can't resolve, the Spirit of God has already made provision. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. We'd like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.